Monty Suter, Dr. Monty Suter, is with us today. Obviously, Anzac Day coming up, and Monty's put a lot of himself into putting together some really valuable puka puka for us and for those who will follow in our footsteps in the decades ahead. He's authored at least two puka puka, The Price of Citizenship and Whitiki Whitiki, World War II Sea Company, and he's with us today. I'm not quite sure if Monty's known more now as a Māori novelist or a Māori military historian. He'll be able to answer that, I guess. Hey, brother, tēnā koe. It's good to catch up again.
Hey, morena, Dale. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, mate. I see Kawai's going gangbusters, so are you more renowned as a Māori novelist or a Māori military historian?
I don't count myself as a novelist. Well, I've only written one. I've written more history than that, and I'm getting better at it as I go, but I still like to think of myself as a Māori historian.
Tēnā koe. And I'd like to thank you for the mahi that you've put together there. It's grueling work. People probably don't appreciate what's involved in writing history puka puka, because you want accuracy, don't you, Monty? What would you say were some of the most challenging aspects of putting together The Price of Citizenship and Whitiki?
Well, it takes a lot out of your life. I mean, those two books are pretty much, Ngā Tama Tō one was at least a decade of research and then writing, and Whitiki was 6 years, because I had a lot more experience when I did that one. People just don't realise the sacrifices you have to make, and when you've got a family and you're married, that takes time away from them. So you got to have really good support there, I think, in order for you to achieve that. So, when I look at those books, they're not the... You can't just credit me for them. There's a whole lot of people who've been involved in enabling you to be in a position to achieve that. But I think the purpose of those books, putting that information out there for our people particularly, but for all New Zealanders to have a greater appreciation of the Māori contribution to two world wars, was what drove me, and I think we're the better for it now that we've got that information out there.
Tēnā koe. Accuracy was important in drafting the book to tell the pūnō stories of those many who laid down their lives. So it's not something you can be flippant about as you're putting it together.
Yeah, that's right. As a historian, you're taught to check references and make sure your sources are reliable, and to make sure when you're quoting people that you've got it right. And in both those books, a lot of oral evidence is used, where I've gone out and interviewed, as have other people. We've interviewed veterans, wives, widows. And, just reflecting what they've said accurately is, you got to be careful of that. And they say things in interviews that they don't actually mean for public use. They're sometimes just in the heat of an interview, you'll say something that you're meaning the interviewer to hear, but not to publish. So, you've got to have a sort of almost an intrinsic understanding that that's occurring too. And, particularly for Māori, they trust you because you're another Māori, and that there's a lot of stuff that didn't go into Ngā Tama Tō, which I would have liked to have gone in, and Whitiki, but you've got to be true to the people who are giving you the information, and that's what I did, and as a result, I think I didn't upset anybody.
Well, look, they have become taonga on the shelves and coffee tables of many, and in the libraries of our nation, so ngā mihi nui kā koe te rangatira. Are you nervous about World War III? Because here we are, the media say, hey, there's a drone that's been that's come across into Israeli airspace from Iran. Then the next thing you know, we hear that there's been a low-key retaliation from Israel to Iran, and there's a nervousness about this Persian region, if I can use that expression. As we approach Anzac Day on Thursday, are you nervous that geopolitical issues globally have us poised on the brink of another calamitous situation?
I wouldn't say I'm nervous. I'm sad, particularly as we're going into Anzac Day. And Anzac Day is a commemoration of our service personnel who have given their lives in successive wars. And, you know, we remember, but we also like to think on Anzac Day that it'll never happen again. But the sad thing is that, you know, since World War II, there's been a war somewhere in the world every year since 1945. And, you know, the message I always take out of Anzac is that there must be a better way to solve our grievances between countries. But we continually prove, you know, over the decades that we're willing to go back and fight again. We haven't learnt the lessons of the past. And so yet it's sad that we're at this point again. The reason I'm not nervous, I know eventually it's going to happen. I mean, there's no way around it, I don't think, because that's just human nature. It's predicted anyway. And if you, for those people who got strong Christian beliefs who understand the Bible, it's in there that this will happen eventually. So, you know, I just hope that our generation don't see it, and I feel for my own children, and you know, because they're of that age that our fathers were back in World War II, and you know, if it escalates, that we always get involved in some way. And I've seen what's you know, in talking to veterans, what happened to them when they came home as a result of war, and you wouldn't wish that on, you know, the next generation.
You're painting a pretty gloomy picture, Monty.
Well, it's reality. You know, it's a bit like my latest novel, which I'm working on. I tell it as I see it, and not through rose-tinted glasses. If I think that's, you know, the way it's going to play out, well, I present it that way. You know, I could say nice things and about how you know, there might be an optimistic future, but if you look what's happening in the world, you know, things aren't going great at the moment.
You can look at home, and the same could be applied. Okay, so with this gloomy picture, we're looking at our people lining up for king and country back in the day. Many of our men and whānau, therefore, sacrificed their lives for the lives that we lead here, and this assault on Ngāi Māori at the moment politically doesn't sit too comfortably in the midst of this conversation. Last week I spoke to Shane Jones. You described our Navy as machine gun mounted kayaks. Do you think Māori men or women are going to line up in the same sorts of numbers we did in 39 or subsequent issues through Vietnam or Korea? Do you think we've always had a strong face or numbers within the military? Is that going to continue, do you think, when we sadly and eventually end up in this another global skirmish that you predict is on our doorstep?
I would hope that our young people would think carefully about making a commitment to the forces and to think about what this is all about and, you know, what part they would want to play in it. I'm sure in World War II, which is, you know, where the greatest Māori participation in war has been of recent times, they debated and at least their parents did, debated and asked questions about whether they ought to be involved. And back then, you know, the tribal unity thing was strong, and so the Māori leaders of the time, leaders of the tribes, committed the young people to war, and they could do that. I don't know whether the young people would listen today, so it's going to be a decision they make as individuals. But I would hope that they would, you know, think seriously about it. And, you know, in the Sea Company Memorial House that where we're filming, Anzac being filmed out of there on Thursday, the last poster that's up there on the wall talks about, okay, so you've been around this house and looked at all these photographs of all these men and women who have served. What's the lesson to be learned? And it says clearly in there, you know, about the fact that there's been wars since World War II every day of the every year. Is this the only way to resolve things? You know, mankind's got to find better ways of dealing with their anger, and we would hope that young people If they're ever put in a situation again, that they would think carefully and make the right decision in the future for themselves.
Tēnā koe. Well, it's Anzac Day. It's still a special day for us as we recognise those sacrifices of yesteryear. It's still an important day to you, Monty. You mentioned where you were going to be spending it. What's most important on that auspicious day for you personally?
Well, I've had close relatives, you know, killed in wars, and you know, my mum's brother was killed in World War II, and I was raised for a while with an uncle who served in Korea, so I'd think of them and their sacrifices, and just, you know, the personal relationship I had with those. So that's what I'll be thinking of, and just remembering the sacrifice they made for us to have a better world. And you know, I do hope that for all that, the world gets better.
So do I. We're united in that, Monty Suta. All the best, Monty. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us again.
Kia ora, ngā mihi te.
Ngā manaki tangi kia koe, te rangatira. Dr. Monty Suta, with us, author